Hi everyone, this is Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen. This show's for anyone who longs to take charge of their life, to create more success, accomplish their dreams, and to live in inspiring ways to be powerfully visible and visibly powerful. I'll be sharing stories with you from my own career and experiences, from leading engineering teams for the last 20 years, and also from interactions I have been blessed to have with people I've met from around the world. I want to give you the tools, techniques, strategies, and inspiration so you can be the best you. You can achieve the success you desire, personally and professionally. Being authentic, confident, and empowered are the keys to success and the life that you want. You can have the courage to be seen. Hi, I'm Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen, the show that focuses on helping you achieve the success that you desire. I will share with you tools and techniques, stories and strategies, so you can be the most authentic, most confident, and the most empowered, so you can have the courage in your life that you always wanted. And if you are enjoying the show, make sure you subscribe, so that way you'll get a notice the next time an episode comes out. You know, today I wanted to take a little bit of time and reflect. You know, we're a few months into the year, and how's it going for you? You know, it's really actually kind of good. Like, we start a year, and we're all excited that we set New Year's resolutions. We have great, very grand plans, maybe, for the year. And there's just a lot of enthusiasm. And then you check in with people a couple months later. And many times, a lot of that enthusiasm is just gone. Right? We fall into just our regular old routines. And in some ways you could say maybe 2022 is looking exactly like 2021, which looked exactly like 2020. And it kind of even makes you wonder sometimes, why do we even take the time to set goals and objectives? Why do we set New Year's goal resolutions? Why do we get excited to even turn the page to a new calendar? You know, it's unfortunate that so many times those good intentions go by the wayside. Sometimes it takes a month, sometimes it takes a week, sometimes it takes a day, or even by the time you get writing them down by the end of the paper, people have already forgot what they wanted to do. You know, that's not what we want. We want to have you achieve the success that you want in your life, whatever that is. Not the success that I define or someone else, but we want to talk about ways that you can accomplish whatever you want to accomplish in your life. And that could be personally, it could be professionally, it could be little things, or it could be big things. What we don't want is year after year, you always to be living the same life. You don't want to be in that rut. And all of a sudden 5-10 years have gone by and you're like, where did all this time go? I haven't accomplished anything that I wanted. Instead, we want to find ways that you can easily start moving your life forward. And you may be surprised that I'm going to tell you the secret to you doing this is habits. Now, many times we think about habits, we're saying, well, okay, I got these good habits, I got these bad habits. And more often than not, when we talk about habits, we think about bad habits, all the bad habits that you have. But that's not what we want to talk about today. Instead, we want to talk about, are there ways that your habits can actually be the secret to achieving the success that you want? I have a couple quotes that I want you to think about. The first one, motivation is what gets you started. Habit is what keeps you going. Jim Rohn said this. Because it's easy to get motivated at the beginning, but motivation's only going to take you so far. There is a point where motivation just doesn't really seem to do anything for you. It's just going to kind of, it is going to fade. The best motivation at some point, without another jolt, it's going to fade. A second one from Jack Canfield, your habits will determine your future. We are creatures of habits. And like I said, too often we think about habits and we just say that good habits, bad habits, and focus on those bad habits. But if we can use that power of habit for good, you can transform your life. You can move your life in the direction that you want. So why do we have habits? It's actually kind of funny. Like, people are naturally wired to have habits. We actually should be thankful that we have habits. If we didn't have habits, our lives would be so hard to live. Because what is a habit? That a habit is just a way that our body, our brain, you know, processes information in a way that so we can do things simultaneously with other things without having to think about it so much. It's a way of thinking, feeling through repetition as you go through it. So as we normally think of them as negative, they're actually quite useful. Think about when you were first learning to drive a car, right? There's like so much to do. I have to pay attention to the mirrors. I have to make sure no one's behind me. I'm looking out on this side. I'm looking out on this side. I have to look at the speedometer. Like, there's all these things that you're doing, and it takes a lot of mental work just to keep it all in juggling, right? But then, you know, as you're trying to maybe eat, have a conversation with somebody, it is really taxing. But as you drive your car more and more, checking into the mirrors, checking the speedometer, like, now you just start to do it without thinking, it becomes easier to do more things. Now, I'm not saying that's necessarily good, because that's also why we have so many people that are distracted, because they forget they actually have to pay attention to driving, and then they start using their phone and all that. So we're not going to get there. But just think about how much work it was when you first got started. I remember my son was really little, and we're teaching him to get dressed. It was so funny, because while he's like struggling to put his shirt on, and he was really, really tiny at the time, right? He's standing there struggling to put his shirt on. It's like he couldn't stand still. So while he was putting his shirt on, he would like kind of turn in circles, right? It's almost like just that mental, okay, I got to pull my over my head and put my arms in, that just thinking about that, now it was almost like too much for his body to stand still. And that's what habits do for us. They take these things that we're having to think about, and is there a way I can efficiently do it? I can make it into a habit, so now I don't have to put focus on it to make sure it happens. So you could really say our lives are a collection of our habits, good or bad, whatever they are. Your brain actually wants to make as much of your life as it can into a habit, because that way it doesn't have to work. It can, not that your brain doesn't want to work, but we are creatures of, if you're not having to focus on doing things, then your brain can be ready, right? You want to make sure, like, oh, if you think back in the caveman days, you don't want to get attacked. You want to be looking for animals or for whatever predators might be after you. And that's still how we operate today. Like, so if you're not having to think about and put mental effort into whatever's going on around you to get stuff done, you're freeing up brain power to do other more important things. Be on watch. So that's what we really are. We're made up of our habits. And if we want to now improve our life, we need to improve our habits. So let's start with just thinking about your day. How does it start? Chances every day starts pretty much the same way. Now, if you're a parent with young kids, you might not get to start the day that you want, because you might get these surprises of kids waking you up. So let's just say a normal day, you know, you have an alarm, it goes off. Are you the type of person that pushes snooze or not? If you do push snooze, the chances you push the snooze the same amount of times every day. Or if you're not a snooze pusher, you hit stop on your alarm, you get out of bed. When you get out of bed, do you do the same next thing? Some people immediately get dressed. Some people probably immediately go to the bathroom. So whatever it is, I bet you do the same thing pretty much every day. Now, you may have a slightly different variant on weekdays versus weekends or things like that. But let's say after you leave your bedroom, do you have coffee to start your day? If so, you probably always have coffee. If you eat breakfast right away in the morning, you probably immediately eat it. Or you do something else. You go exercise. But whatever it is, I bet you it's the same. It doesn't matter if it's the order you put on your clothes. It could be the route you drive into the office. All those are habits, and they probably very, very seldom change. Now, let's say you have to change one of your habits. Let's say you have to drop off something on the way to the office. Do you ever have where you start driving and then maybe you forget, or at least almost forget, to take that turn to go off your normal path so you can drop something off on your way to the office? It happens all the time. It's actually kind of scary that you occasionally see in the news stories of people that like forget to drop their kids off at daycare or things like that, because the power of habit is just so, so strong. So like I said, the reason we form habits is to actually help us. There's just so much going on in our lives that we're trying to like simplify what we do so we can free up brain power to do other things. So it is good. Once you have that habit, if it's a helpful habit, if it's a useful habit, you want to have it and it'll be good. So what are the components of a habit? Every habit has a trigger, some kind of a cue. It could be the time of day. It could be a variety of things. Like, it's interesting. Like, maybe at work, you meet a bunch of people and you eat at 11:30. Like, every day, that's just how it works out. You have it blocked off your calendar, so you go eat at 11:30. On Saturday, do you ever get, like, wine lunch at 11:30? Even if you're not hungry. Even if you just ate at 10 o'clock. Like, you already have that habit. Oh, it's time. So there's that cue, whatever it might be. That's actually why ice cream trucks have that little bell, right? They want people to have that cue. Ah, I hear that. Now I want ice cream. They want that behavior to happen. But so when you have this cue, there's some kind of routine, some kind of standard things that you do. Like I said, like when you get out of bed, what do you go do? So you have a cue or a trigger. Then you have a routine. And that routine has a reward. Now, that reward could be good or bad. It might be like you're no longer hungry. You're more relaxed because you did this. It could be that you have a craving and now you satisfied it. It could be an aversion, you know, that you see something, so you take a different route, like you're averting something. Whatever that reward, it can be good. When my son learned to drive, it was interesting because he pointed something out to me that I had never paid attention to. Because, I grew up quite a while ago, and I have to admit, when I was little, we did not wear our seatbelts. It was not very popular. Like, it just wasn't the thing back then, right? As we got older and seatbelts became mandatory, et cetera, now you wouldn't imagine driving your car without a seatbelt. But I have to admit, when I was young and I was learning to drive, we didn't wear seatbelts. So my son pointed out to me, because he asked me, he goes, Mom, why do you and Dad start the car and then put your seatbelt on? My son doesn't do that. My son sits in the car, he puts his seatbelt on, and then he starts it. Every time. Never changes. That's his habit. Puts his seatbelt on, starts his car. When he was little, before he even started the car and just pretended to drive, he would still put the seatbelt on. You catch him sitting in the car with the seatbelt on, pretending to drive. Both my sons actually did that. My husband and I, we start the car and then we put our seatbelt on. Like, we'd never think to drive without it, but our habit was different because we learned to drive, unfortunately, without seatbelts. So I just think about that. Like, it's so funny. The trigger is you're going to go for a drive. Does it really matter if you start the car and put your seatbelt on, or if you put your seatbelt on and start the car? I don't know. But once that habit is formed, it is hard to change. So if our natural ability is to create habits to make our life easier, let's see if we can use them to our advantage. I want you to think about whatever goals that you might have had at the beginning of the year. I always say that you should have a variety of goals. You should have a goal around what you want to accomplish at work. You should have something around finance. You should have something around health. You should have some kind of a personal goal, and something around friends, family, connections, something around that, right? You should have a variety of goals that you want to have. What were yours this year? If you didn't set any, this could be a time for you to reflect. Maybe you didn't set them because you said that they never work. You never actually can accomplish anything. Maybe here, after thinking about habits, if we were setting some goals and thinking about them, and can you use the power of habit to help your goals? So pick one of those New Year's resolutions or one of those goals that you set for the year. And let's see if we can think about your habits. And is there a way that you can make that goal actually stick? But I will say, just pick one thing. You might have had a list that told you you should really have kind of five goals. Let's not pick everything right now. Just pick one. Let's get it going. Let's get it started. And then if you want to add some more, because if you overwhelm this, you're not going to create all new habits. Really, if you want to create habits, you should start with one. And then when that becomes really an updated habit, then you can add more. So once you figure out what you want to do and you're clear about that, you want to build a routine around it. So let's say if you wanted to exercise, you want to pick a time of day. You don't want to just say, I'm going to fit in exercise whenever I can. Like, you pick. Maybe I'm going to exercise Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 o'clock in the morning. Or maybe it's Tuesday and Thursdays and Saturdays. I mean, like, set out whatever that routine is. Is it after work? Is it before work? Is it something at lunch? Maybe your routine is, you know, you want to eat healthier. So can you have a routine around meal planning or meal prep? If it is around, you know, reducing your spending or saving more, you know, can you build a routine around reviewing how you're doing? So you want to figure out what that is. You want to build a routine, and you need to have some kind of a reward. If you're going to have a healthy habit, there has to be a reason for it. There has to be some kind of a benefit. So think about what kind of rewards you could have for this. And then you're going to review and repeat. That's really as simple as it is. Now, you're saying, if it's that simple, I probably would have already done it. So I'm going to go over some ways that you could increase the chance of success and make this actually into habits. The first thing is start small. Too often we bite off too much, and then as soon as you are having trouble getting started, it just kind of all goes by the wayside. So we don't want that. So pick something that's small. Ideally, it's something that you can do every day. Sometimes, like I said, maybe if you work out, you won't want to work out 3 to 4 times a week, and that's okay. So I'm not saying it has to be a daily thing, but if you really want to create a habit, you're better off creating something that you can do every day. The next thing is, you have to at least play along with me for a little while on this. If you normally say, I don't create New Year's resolutions, I don't want to have any goals because I never actually accomplished them, let's at least pretend for a little while this is going to work. You have to have that positive outcome. You have to have that positive outlook on life. You have to say, all right, I think that this actually might work. I've learned at work that you have to be optimistic. You have to give things a chance. Even stuff that failed in the past, maybe the timing was not right. Maybe you just didn't have the right process, but it's worth trying again. So at least give me those things as we try to maximize our success. So the next thing I want you to do is identify a habit that you already have and see if we can modify it to be something that is now supportive of your new goal. So let's say you want to be healthier. Well, what's a habit that you currently have? You know, do you have a stressful day at work and do you come home and drink a glass of wine? Which there's nothing wrong with. But if you're trying to be healthier, that's not in line with your goals. Could you replace that wine with sparkling water? You know, I get some of those little flavor things. And it's a nice little treat. Maybe you could alternate every other drink with a glass of water. And so those are simple, small habits that can be changed that now is in the direction of your overall goals. That maybe you, at a certain time of day, you want to take it, you get a snack. And every day you kind of want that snack. Can you take a short walk in that time period instead? So identify some habit you have and see if we can change it to be more in alignment with whatever your goals are. One actually quite simple thing that you can do is try to stack your habits. So if you think about the habits you have, is there something that you could do like right after it? So you stack it. So you do this habit and then you do the second habit that's in line with your goals, because you're already going to do the first one. It's very interesting to find out, you know, people that take medicine twice a day usually take their medicine. People that have to take medicine three times a day, they may or may not always take their medicine. And why is that? Have you ever thought about you brush your teeth twice a day? It's actually quite easy to add a habit in at the beginning of the day and the end of the day and get them to stick. So is there anything that you could do? Maybe like when you brush your teeth, right after it, like if you want to meditate or you want to go do something, could you add a step right after whatever something into your morning routine, into your evening routine, and your habit will stick then? Maybe you know, talking about getting healthier, you're going to go up the elevator anyway. Can you take the stairs? Can you park farther away? Like, add in these little steps onto the habits that you already do. And before you know it, it'll just be part of your routine. Another thing you can do is find a way to put reminders. It could be reminders throughout the day. You can put them on your phone. That way your phone, you know, reminds you. You can actually put time on your calendar for whatever you want to do. But make it that routine. Make it that habit. Because you have to stay committed. I realize it can be tough sometimes to get out of bed, like if you want to go exercise, but you have to like say, okay, I'm going to go exercise, even if it's not going to be the best workout in the world. Some exercise is better than none. To get into that habit, you have to actually like do the activity on that regular basis. You're going to have obstacles, whatever it might be. So let's plan for some. You know, get into your journal and think about, well, if I'm going to eat healthier, what things might keep me from that? Maybe it's I'm at work, I'm at my desk, and I'm hungry. And all that's available is those vending machines down the hallway. Could you have some healthy snacks in your desk? That way you're already planning for in case it happens. Maybe it's I have to go out to eat for work, and I won't be able to plan my healthy meal. But could you look at the menu for the restaurant that you're going to go to in advance and plan what you want to eat? So plan for those obstacles. Think about them in advance, what you're going to do. And then you'll find out that that's easier to stick with whatever that habit that you're trying to put in place. You can also get an accountability partner. You know, plan some support. You don't have to be in this alone. Listening to podcasts like this is one way to help out, to get ideas. But also having a friend, a coworker, someone that you can network with online that you can share and check in. They can remind. Maybe they can just send you a text each day. Hey, how are you doing? And you don't want to admit to them that you're not doing well. So you're going to be like, oh, I don't want that candy bar because then I have to admit to someone that I ate it. So instead, I'm just not going to do it. Now, when you're doing well, make sure you have a way to celebrate. The reason that habits are so good is, you know, they actually have like a built-in reward system. So you need to figure out what those rewards are that you can have to make sure that you're making your habits stick. Now, there's a lot of reasons around you, like in our environment, that pulls us out of whatever our best intention is. Take a look at them and see if there's a way that you can change them. So if we stick with this healthy kind of eating concept, can you just throw out some of the non-healthy food in your house? My husband and I sometimes, you know, if there's a food that like, it's so hard for us to say no to, like we just said cravings, it might be healthy food, but like, you just want to eat it for until it's gone. We just like, oh, we better not buy that anymore. We'll just kind of ban it from the house. You know, can you put a fruit out on the counter? So that way, if you are hungry, you grab that first. Take a look at your environment and see if there's some changes that you could make. So that way it's easier to stick with your habits. It's kind of like removing those known triggers. Like, you know, if you put stuff away and you can't see it, you're not reminded by it. It just makes it easy. You know, and as you're doing this and you're trying to change your habits, you're trying to add like things in the direction that you want to go and get help, you're going to slip up. And that's actually okay. We all do. You know, tomorrow is a new day. It's a new time to try and do things better. So just commit to at least try this for 30 days. And then you can reassess, how much progress have you made? Maybe at that point you can add in a second habit. You can make a little bit bigger leap from whatever you started. Because if you started small, you say, okay, I got this one. Let me add something more. But if you do something for 30 days, your chance of long-term success is higher. Now, you aren't necessarily going to be able to change all your habits in 30 days. Some habits, especially if they're really tough ones, man, some of them can take months. Some of them probably can take years. And a lot of times they say, you know, habits, they can't just be ended. Like, you almost have to be replaced. So think about what are those habits that you want to improve on? What habits can you build off of? And what habits, you know, should we just focus on something else? A couple last things that I want you to think about is, if you're trying to improve any part of your life and you find yourself just falling into old routines, one of the most common things that I think most people have is too much stress in their life. And I know my habits, some of my worst habits are ways to deal with stress. You know, like sometimes maybe you want to eat too much. It's too hard to exercise, whatever it might be. So take a look at and say, can you reduce some of the stress in your life? Can you do some self-care? Can you take some time for yourself? If you can do that, then putting some of the good habits in place might be just a little bit easier for you. So I want to leave you with, you know, the message that you can only be yourself, and embracing all yourself will make you the happiest that you can be. So I hope you have enjoyed this episode. I encourage you to subscribe, and wherever you like to listen to podcasts, check out my website, couragetobeseen.com. I love to get feedback. Drop me a note. Let me know what else you'd like to for me to talk about. And I'll look forward to talking to you then.
Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you've been inspired to take action on at least one thing starting today. To learn more, check out couragetobeseen.com. There you'll find my blog and additional resources, including you can download a copy of 10 Ways to Live a More Courageous Life. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you tune in next time to learn additional ways to have the courage to be seen in your own life.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.